Cedric Harbin, the archaeologist, has been lying in his confined canvas cot for 8 days and nights. A young Chavanti native fanned him constantly to keep away the mosquitoes and the tiny, vicious film flies. Occasionally, Sir Cedric tried to sit up, despite the adhesive strapped over his bare chest like a cocoon. But it was always the same. He sank back with a groan. The Mato Grosso interior. Harbin, 3 broken ribs. Harbin? Sir Cedric Harbin. But boa constrictors are no respecters of titles. What's a knight of the realm to a great reptile disturbed from its slumber? It acted in the only way possible. It whipped its coils around the blundering human and squeezed and squeezed. And Sir Cedric, archaeologist, passed from the dimmit light of the jungle into and beyond midnight.
Biotex, the new soap and pre-wash powder, presents Beyond Midnight by Michael McKay.
Recently, I received a letter from Mrs. Myra Strawn of Main Road Rose Bank in the Cape in relation to our product Biotex. It was quite a lengthy letter and emphasized many of the points we've been making over the past months about Biotex. She said that when the product first came on the market, she and her daughters were a bit skeptical, but nevertheless decided to give it a go. And indeed, she is now most enthusiastic and a great supporter. She recommends it to neighbors and friends. Another letter from Mrs. J. Lake of Hootflay Mine Springs said that she wished to congratulate the makers of Biotex and went on to say that she had 2 children, 6 and 7 years of age, and that her spin dryer was not able to cope with the stubborn stains of their play clothes. Well, nowadays, she soaks with Biotex overnight in cold water and finds her washing much whiter, and colored clothes are brighter and stain-free.
Are you in pain?
Not much. Just bored and disgusted. Haven't you gone to bed yet?
Poor darling. Soaking wet. Get off from that, darling.
Diana. My dearest. How the devil can you be so bright and cheery after the confounded mess I've made of this expedition? Walking into that boa constrictor like a blasted tourist who'd never set foot in the Mato Grosso before. I don't know why I ever let this foundation talk me into this jaunt. On our honeymoon. What was I thinking of? Dragging you into this cauldron.
Darling, if you can't sleep, at least try to relax. Here. How real. You can't go hunting your precious lost city with 3 broken ribs, and that's all there is to it. Now, stop fretting. Mario's got the situation well in hand.
Mario. Oh, yes. A handsome and dashing young guy.
Handsome? You see, I hadn't noticed. Cedric, I do believe you're jealous. Of Mario. Ah, senora, you're like a jungle orchid. Oh, darling, he's so corny.
Did he really say that to you? Insolent half-breed swine. Send him in here, I'll sack him right now.
You do nothing of the kind. or Brazilians make party with every girl they meet from Europe. It's part of their good neighbor policy. But Mario's a very efficient guide. He's kept these war-happy Chavantes from traipsing off to start something with other tribes. He's kept a supply of mandioca and rapadura without trading half our equipment to get it. And he's the only guide in Belém who had the vaguest idea how to reach that lost city of yours. Remember, all you have as proof is that silly old paper at the Biblioteca Nacional in Rio. Mario doesn't believe it exists.
Mario. If Colonel Fawcett and his sons died trying to find it in 1925, there must be... If I were only off this ridiculous cot. We're only 2 days' march from the place. I'd stake my life on it.
Darling, there'll be other expeditions. You can try again. Now you've got to get well and strong enough to be carried back to Belém.
Diana, I'll never understand what a lovely creature like you saw in a dried-up, crotchety old thing like me. My whole life changed when you turned away from that ass Forrester and looked at me and smiled that night at the Explorers Club in Rio. It was the most wonderful thing that had ever...
Darling, we leave at daybreak, Mario and I, for the supplies.
Yes, I know. Daybreak. Hurry back.
Of course. Next Thursday's our first anniversary. We've been married a whole month. You don't really think I'd spend that day with Mario and a lot of grinning tapirapes babbling di canto, di canto.
And Diana left the tent to complete plans for the short journey at dawn. The river village of Mantura lay only a few miles down the Rio das Mortes, the river of death. There, Diana could send a wireless message via Belém to the Foundation. Also, Mario could replenish their dwindling supplies of quinine and coffee.
I don't like these new porters Mario signed up. Dirty, ragged orugos. Vulture people, the Inspector of Indians called them. Vulture people. Cannibals or something, if I remember rightly. Oh, sleep. Wish I could. Mario. Never did trust those pretty boys where young women are concerned.
Senor, speak?
What? No, nothing. I was talking to myself. Swat that blasted tarantula up there, will you? It's going to fall on me.
And Harbin slept fitfully. He dreamed a recurrent dream in which his lovely young wife was lost in a tangle of undergrowth and looped lianas. When the explorer woke once more, his head ached and the tent was steamy with mid-morning heat.
Here. You.
Bon dia. Señor, dorme bien?
Muito bem. Where's the senora? She had a breakfast yet?
Señora, te. Señor, she's gone. Señor Mario. It's gone. I say, let you sleep. You seek, no ache.
Well... Gone already. Should be back tomorrow at sundown. Matura is only a few miles down the river. Hey. What are you grinning about, eh? What? Hey! Sly beggar. The devil's the matter with him. Hey! Boy!
Señor, puritito, eh? Puriti, eh?
Il present the purity tell.
Tell what, you gibbering ape?
Purity, the chief. Sir Cedric recognized him suddenly from the dried palm frond stuck in his pierced lower lip. like a spiky beard from his hairless chin.
Tell what? Come on.
He tried to sit up, to prop himself up by his elbows, a sense of foreboding suddenly knotting his stomach muscles.
Yes, all right. A present. Come on, speak up.
Senora, Senor Mario, no go down Rio, go up, no go Madura, big boy, run away, go Goyas, no come back.
What? You're lying. I'll kill you. You lying scum. I'll cut your tongue off for saying a thing like that.
No lie, Captain. Now, it's the truth, senor. Thank God, don't mean no good to nada. Me good India, me good boy.
He's lying. Of course he is. Dinah would no more desert me in this condition than... Could a middle-aged husband never be sure of a young and beautiful wife? Mario is young, virile, whereas me, getting old, one day I shan't be able to satisfy her needs, maybe. She requires someone. Mario... No! Boy. Do you happen to know which way my Senor Mario went? Upriver or down?
No, Capitan.
Is there anyone who could find out for me? A tracker. A tracker could tell me which way the Batalo took off, couldn't he?
Tracker, Capitan. See, tracker, though. But Buriti no more better. Ask Buriti, the chief, to look upon the senora's battalo. Buriti see all things today, yesterday, tomorrow.
Yes, quite, chief and witch doctor. You'll just repeat the lie, if it is a lie. The inspector of Indians advised us to have Buriti because he's a brujo. Doctor, half crazed from addiction to yahi. But they see all things, the brujos. Purity would know all about Diana and that sneaky Brazilian. All rumors, every remnant of local gossip finds its way to the ears of the Brujos, to be palmed off later as supernatural knowledge. But Purity, yes, he would know. Then what's he been saying to me? Diana. No, I can't believe it. Boy, go. Fetch Purity back again, you hear?
Harbin waited. The suspicion of terrible things was being fanned in his mind. Purity came. He smoked a cigar holder-like pipe. A peculiar acrid odor filled the tent. Harbin felt suddenly lightheaded.
Now look here. I've no time for a lot of mumbo-jumbo. Put that ballet-smelly pipe away.
Senor, do not speak. Buriti de Brujo smoked the ahuasca, the drug of the second sight.
Oh, I've heard of that. Blasted load of nonsense. Maybe it isn't that. Gone. My wife, the senora.
But the old Brujo said nothing for a long time. He puffed at the queer-shaped pipe and closed his eyes. Sir Cedric lay and cursed the whole of creation silently. At last, the ancient doctor's eyes opened.
They go towards the rising sun. Batalo moves slow. There are three bearers. Avantis. The smiling one sleep under the toldo. The man watches. Now he shoots the gun and kill a blood-red arara. He bring the feathers to the senora. She laugh and thank him, putting the feathers in her golden hair.
Towards the rising sun. Not west to Matura. east to Goya's.
Now she's singing, the senora. She's singing this song.
Never try to bind me. It's her favorite song. You lie!
Country fresh atmosphere in every room. Keep Airwick handy. Airwick is the air freshener that actually knocks odors right out of the air. It doesn't just mask them with heavy scent. Airwick is the modern air freshener in economical bottle or a smart aerosol. Get Airwick. It makes breathing a little nicer.
Soak, soak. That's all you have to do. Soak. Soak, just for an hour or two, you'll find things that bother you when you use new biotech.
Amazing new biotech soaks stubborn stains away.
Clean, clean, everything soon will be clean, clean, for all the world to see. Soak, soak, stains away easily when you use new biotech.
Get amazing new biotech today and let soaking do the washing.
Is there more you wish to know, Capito? As looking to the past, see the Padre Enrio speak marriage vows. The Capito drop the ring in his eagerness to place it on the finger of the one with the smiling face. A man with the golden mustache pick up ring and give it back.
Kimber! He was my best man and I did drop the ring. How could you possibly know? Did you overhear Diana and myself? Some speed, of course. Nothing supernatural about that.
Do you wish, Capitão, I should look into the future? The ayahuasca sends the eyes in all directions, able to see what is, what was, what will be.
The devil you can. All right. What is to be? My wife's run off with a ruddy Brazilian, you say. Is she coming back?
And Beauty the Brugio? Puffed again at the pipe, and his eyes began once more to take on that opaque, drugged look, the pupils widening until the iris had disappeared. Harbin watched, fascinated, trying to deny the hollow, sick feeling in his stomach.
I see. I hear. The smiling one screaming. It is written in the stars that the Capito may keep before him for all the rest of his days the smiling face of his senora. But...
Yes. Yes.
But it is also written that the sight of it will also drive the Capito into madness. Yes, I see. No more.
Rubbish, all of it.
Capito, forgiveness is better than vengeance.
Get out of here.
Jealousy is like a poison, Capito. The senor stands where the trail fox. Think well.
Get out!
And the archaeologist fell back, soaked with sweat, onto his cot, helpless, alone. The old man left, and Harbin's mind sailed upstream, following a batalo where a lovely blonde girl and a handsome young man sat very close together.
Take me as you find me, love and let me go.
Diana! Smiling face. Blasted, she was always smiling, laughing at me. Insolent Brazilian. What if I could only follow them, get my hands around his neck. First handsome, virile young idiot to come along, she'd left me. She'd left me with these grinning charantes to get back to Belem without a guide. Boy, where the devil are you hiding?
Senor.
Get me Gurati again. No, wait, he won't go. It's Urubu country. You porters, send them to me now.
And the Chevante raced off and returned almost immediately with four grinning vulture men. Harbin blurted out his order in Portuguese, then again a few halting words of Chevante, but the vulture men merely shook their heads, grinned, and looked foolish.
Senora.
He drew the form of a woman in the air with his hands.
I want you to bring her back to me.
He made a scooping motion with his hands towards himself. Suddenly, the eyes of the Urubu leader gleamed. He nodded, comprehending.
Turi, white man.
Ah, the white man? Mario. The devil with Mario. I don't care what you do about him.
And he made a broad motion of dismissal, and the Urubu grinned delightedly.
White man.
The evil-eyed, heavily scarred man grinned again and made a vague but easily followed throat-cutting gesture. And then he was gone with his flock, like eager scavenger birds.
Forgiveness better than vengeance. Well, after a time I shall forgive her. We can still build a life together. Probably after I forgive her, she'll love me more, really love me. What did he mean, though, purity? A smiling face. Drive me into madness.
Then a fourth, and Sir Cedric Harbin lay and sweated helplessly in his cot.
She'll cry, fling her arms around my neck and beg forgiveness. I will forgive her, gladly. It's all I want, to get her back again, to have her back again smiling. A smiling face, the same as always. I wonder what the Urubu meant when I said, about Mario. Suppose she loves the blighter. Have I any right to? But what sort of life would she lead with a jungle guide? Whatever the rotter gets, he richly deserves it. Killing a man or having him killed for seducing a wife is the accepted thing here in Brazil. It's a hot-tempered country.
Capitão. You have given an order to the Urubu men, and it is not good. The senor stood at the fourth trail, and he has taken the wrong turning.
And the old one lighted the evil-smelling pipe and smoked silently for a while. Then he closed his eyes and intoned once more.
I see. A lost city. Which the jungle has eaten. Great blocks of stone carven with strange writing. The smiling one stands before it while the senor takes her picture.
The devil, you say? The blood has not only stolen my wife, but he's jumped the gun on my expedition, eh? Going to claim the credit for finding my... Well, it's good enough for him, whatever they do to him. I'm glad I sent them. Glad.
They are children. Do not condemn the forest people. They go only to do the capital's bidding.
All right, so I told them to kill him. What's it to you, you shriveled up old fool? Get out of here. They should be back by tomorrow sundown with my wife. That's all I want. I'll never let her out of my sight again. Back at Belém, decent hotel. I'll make her forget all about Mario. I'll shower her with presents, make subtle love to her.
Sundown. The fifth day.
They're back. They're back with Diana.
Capitan, the Signor Mario is not with them. The three bearers of our tribe are spoiling or escaped. But the smiling one, they have brought the back as the Signor ordered.
Oh, good, good. Have they landed? Send them to me. Hurry, hurry.
He braced himself for the sight of his wife. Perhaps dragged angrily in between two grinning orubus. But the chief came in alone and presented Sir Cedric Harbin with a crumpled sheet of paper.
What's this? A note from her?
My darling, I'm sending this message back by one of the Chavantes. By now you must know we didn't go to Matura and never planned to go. I persuaded Mario to take me on to your lost city, so your expedition needn't be a flop. My dear, it seemed to mean so much to you. And I couldn't bear to see you looking so disgusted with yourself. I didn't tell you because I knew you'd stop it from trying it alone. Mario has taken some pictures, and I've copied a few hieroglyphics off the stones. Also some pottery. Darling, you and your Colonel Fawcett and your silly paper at Rio were right. There is a sort of temple here. Inca, I believe. The altar stone for sacrifice is inlaid with gold and silver. Oh, I wish you could see it. But I've made some maps, and we can come back here after your rig.
The note ended abruptly, a pen stroke straggling down the paper from the last word. Harbin looked up into the eyes of the Urubu, and that man happily made his throat-cutting gesture again. And suddenly, like a cold hand upon his heart, Cedric Harbin remembered what the Inspector of Indians had said about the Urubu tribe. Not a history of cannibalism, but of headhunting.
What have I made Diana witness? What terrible rites? She'll never forgive me. Rizante, where's my wife? Tell her to come here. Bring her here quickly.
The Urubu grinned evilly, nodding several times like a small boy proud of his homework. He returned again, almost immediately, carrying a small wicker basket. Even before he jerked off the lid and saw the shrunken thing inside, lips stitched together in a hideous travesty of a smile, the long blonde hair unbound and carefully brushed clean of blood flecks, Harbin began to scream.
Beyond Midnight is presented every Friday night at 9:30 by Biotech.